Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, the year has been marked by the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on the global economy and also how it has accelerated certain shifts, especially technological shifts like digital adaptation and innovation. Among them is the technology blockchain, which is seen known more widely as the underlying technology behind many cryptocurrencies, but also as the potential future for secure transactions being based on a distributed, decentralized public ledger. Well, has the adoption of blockchain been accelerated and the demand for blockchain actually bolstered because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the many seismic shifts it's caused in various industries? Well, to discuss the trends in blockchain and how it's been impacted by COVID-19, we're joined today by two gentlemen from NTT Data Singapore. We have Krishnapan Ramanathan, who's the Managing Director of NTT Data Singapore, and he's also joined by NTT Data's Business Lead for Intelligent Automation, Mr. Patankar Pramod. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. Glad to hear you're both safe and in good health right now, and welcome to the broadcast, folks.
Hey, thanks, JV. I think we're all doing good. Good to hear you today.
All right.
So, gentlemen,
let's quickly lay out what blockchain is, because it is heralded as the future for security. But when you talk about blockchain and describe it as distributed, decentralized public ledgers, it seems antithetical to what security is. Can you help lay out very quickly for our listeners what blockchain is and why it becomes more secure despite these descriptors?
Sure. Thanks. So, as you know, the concept of blockchain started when Satoshi Nakamoto, and nobody knows is that a person, a group of person, or an entity, started Bitcoin in 2008-2009, designing a new system that could allow the creation and transfer of electronic cash without trusting any central authority, banks in this case. So blockchain today, as we know, is a system of recording information in a way that makes it difficult or impossible to change or hack or cheat the system. So blockchain today, as it is known as, the digital ledger of transaction that is duplicated, distributed across the entire network of computer system on this platform called blockchain. So each block in the chain contains a number of transactions, and every time a new transaction occurs on the blockchain, a record of that transaction is added to every participant's ledger, making it more secured, transparent, and very robust.
All right. So basically, because it's laid out across these multiple servers and multiple ledgers, also it makes it difficult to change to hack or to alter some of the data, because you'd have to alter it across all of these particular ledgers or sources of information. Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the adoption of blockchain. Has it actually been accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic, gentlemen, along with a broader digital and online shift? And if so, can you give us examples of whether or not of how the demand or the importance of blockchain has been stressed because of the current situation?
So when we talk of this current situation, blockchain will surely not prevent the emergence of the new viruses itself. But what it can do is create the first line of rapid protection through a network of connected devices whose primary goal is to remain alert about the disease outbreak. Therefore, the use of such blockchain-enabled platforms can help prevent these pandemics by enabling early detection of epidemic, fast-tracking of drug trials, and impact management of outbreaks and treatment. So the way you see the whole blockchain is emerging, and I repeat this fact that it can't stop the emergence of the disease, but it can actually help not spreading the disease. For example, we are working with one of the key government agencies and some other customers also to create a product where you digitize the receipts, meaning the transaction of receipt hand to hand will reduce. And for any such cases which happens in future, blockchain technologies like the product I'm talking about will help reduce it.
Okay, we're still speaking to Mr. Patankar Pramod, the Business Lead for Intelligent Automation at NTT Data Singapore, and Mr. Krishnapan Ramanathan, the Managing Director for NTT Data here on Money FM 89.3. So we've talked about how blockchain has been adopted in the fight against COVID-19, folks, but how has it been adopted, and have certain sectors and industries begun adopting blockchain because of the challenges of COVID-19 to their operations? More importantly, have we also seen blockchain improve their bottom line and operations in terms of both profits and revenues?
Right. Yeah, I think the blockchain technology is emerging as a future. So in 2018, about $2 billion was invested in blockchain solution, building blockchain solutions. As per analysts today, I think they predict right now it is to be exceeding $60 billion worldwide by 2024, as it creates a new digital economic infrastructure. So the blockchain market is moving pretty rapid mode as the digital economy takes hold at this moment. So right now, the digital data is managed over real-time over the internet, and blockchain is spurred by more modern ways to manage global transactions across national borders at this point of time. So given that, we can really see the technology has the ability to change all aspects of the digital economy. This includes shipping, conducting businesses, delivering healthcare, entertainment, and staying connected with the social world. So as such, you can see that various industry has got examples of such use cases.
Yeah.
But Shankar, you could kind of have some more dig into it.
Thanks, Rob. So for example, John, if you see the various sectors like supply chain and logistics, where tracking of shipments and business transparency is one of the key challenge that supply chain industry struggles with, blockchain technology can actually help deliver and solve those challenges. Like travel industry, customer need not hassle with like Forex and can access in-depth travel-related information of the destination. Travel business can bring in transparency in flight and hotel booking. Music industry, I mean, the industry that you also belongs to, John, where a lot of copyright infringement is happening. Blockchain actually help through the provenance and other feature that it has, solve this aspect of copyright infringement, like in pharmacy, in healthcare, provenance, serialization, track and trace, clinical trials. And this epidemic has actually also highlighted the aspects of technologies like blockchain, and we see a lot of adoption happening in the market. Yeah.
Right. So, but where exactly for these industries is the value being created from blockchain? We've seen it actually. It does make the transactions a little swifter for most companies. We've seen blockchain having the potential for creating more secure transactions. But where exactly is the value being created, especially with regards to possible financial value for some of these sectors that are starting to really look at blockchain more and more that you've identified?
You know, the answer to your question lies in the benefits and the features of blockchain. So, like, features of blockchain is like it's immutable. It's a single source of truth replicated across all the nodes, data on the ledgers, and making it so once you feed in a data in the blockchain technology, it can't be deleted. So think from a financial transactions and all. Once you transact the data, it is spreaded across multiple parties, and you can't delete that. Now coming back to what Entity Data has done is we have also created a lot of assets and platforms. Like we have created a platform called Trade Vaults, which is a complete solution for international trade. We have created MyTrust, which is into the digital identity. We recently has implemented a large project in a supply chain integration of spare parts. It's a multi-country implementation of Europe's largest auto OEM. With a quick payback time of an ROI of 200%. So you see how blockchain is solving these aspects and ensuring a large operational efficiencies across the industry, not just financials, but talking about supply chain or manufacturing or automotive logistics company across everywhere.
All right.
And as I mentioned, we are recently working with one of the key government agencies to productize one of the concepts, which I can't talk about right now, but once it is done, we'll definitely publish that as well.
And we'll follow up with you guys on that one. Very quick question before we let you guys go. Looking forward, what is the greatest value add for blockchain for various industries? Is it from a security point of view or actually from helping create more operational efficiencies? In the future, where exactly will blockchain impact the way industries and sectors operate? Is it more from a security standpoint or from an operational standpoint?
So both part, John. So I can summarize this in 3 points. Where blockchain heavily impact is the transparency. It definitely creates a transparency, and it's not reliable. It do not rely on one particular middleman. The second one is it increased efficiency a lot, and the reason why it increases the efficiency is because of its decentralization nature, which eliminates the middleman. And the third most important part is the security, because blockchain is far more secure than any other record keeping systems because of its technology that it involves, of like something like immutability and all.
Yeah. In addition to that also, I think blockchain is very useful when it comes to monitoring supply chains by removing paper-based trails, right? So businesses can identify inefficiencies pretty quickly within the supply chain, and as well as to locate items in a real time. So the efficiency and productivity also would increase a lot. So given the kind of a COVID situation where people work remotely, I think this kind of efficiencies is taking a ride. So this is also kind of being used, leveraged to get this working together. So that's the use case which Patankar talked about just now. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'd like to thank Mr. Krishnapan Ramanathan, the Managing Director for NTT Data Singapore, and Patankar Pramod, the Business Lead for Intelligent Automation at NTT Data as well, for joining us today on Money FM. I'd like to, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety during these times, and we thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Have a great afternoon ahead, sir.
You too, JP.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.